Research expanding on organics. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're not promoting one form of agriculture or one different system over another. We just think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for everybody to be successful, and we want all those tools in our toolbox.
The 1,000-acre campus of AgriCenter International, just outside of Memphis, will soon include in its arsenal of tools an organic resource center. That's thanks to an anonymous donor where $500,000 will be used over the next 3 years as a laboratory and demonstration farm that will provide producers and consumers with info on organics. AgriCenter President John Butler.
There's a huge local food movement that's really hungry for non-traditional cropping systems, whether it be natural or organic or transitional to organic. And being a research farm, especially in a large metropolitan area, we want to try to provide not only customers but also producers with alternative sources of revenue.
Butler says the ORC is designed to provide growers in the Mid-South with data they need to be successful in producing crops organically. Since 1984, AgriCenter has been successful in conducting field trials on a number of crops at the farm, and this new addition will help address a growing need for that organic industry.
So we're going to have a resource center just focused on feed grain crops, so corn, wheat, soy, rice, with the agronomic packages associated with not only, you know, our particular soils that, you know, that vary a little bit, but also with different opportunities as it goes down to, you know, revenue projection, business models, cover crops, all those things. Now, we're also going to have a section that's going to focus specifically on, you know, vegetable crops.
Butler adds there's very limited research ongoing now for organics in the Mid-South, and the new ORC at AgriCenter International will help to fill that void. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.